You know, there are messages that are being sent. You know, you may not be overtly told something, but there are messages that you get that you internalize. You see what everybody else is doing. You see what's going on in your community, what's going on in your neighborhood, what's going on in the schools, how other people sort of view your group, whatever. So that becomes a part of your particular perspective and your mindset about things that you can internalize, or you can, that you're calling sort of what the individual is sort of what you're calling as, this is about what the individual is, but the individual is a part of all the experiences that they see. And so schools have particular ideologies. They have messages that they send, and they send those messages in various sorts of ways. You know, like you said, there are the absence of things. You said there's an absence of Black history. So what you don't see, in the same way, what wasn't in that letter. If you don't see that, then it doesn't exist, right? If you don't hear that you can be the mayor of Roswell, or you can be, you know, the inventor or the researcher, that never occurs to you. You know, you never think about that. So the absence of those things becomes important too. So if the you know, if the young people that you're talking about don't receive those messages, it's not a part of who they are. But that's not just about them. You know, saying, oh, you know, I'll settle for the city job. It's about the people who are supposed to be the mentors for them, not encouraging them in those ways also. So it's not strictly about them. It's about all the other people, too. And so that's why I was wondering why, you know, how you were seeing that. That's about the community, too.
That's why I said individual family life and individual community life. Put them in those categories in the sense of, as an individual, I know that I have a responsibility to, you know, in and of myself at a certain age. I know as an individual. When I say individual community and individual family life, I'm saying that I want to make sure that parents are involved. I'm saying parents, family are involved with these young people, saying, okay, you can.
But and what being if you aware have those same parents, though, who grew up in this community? Because the same kids you're talking about are the same, have the same parents who have stayed in this community and haven't left this community, who got the same message those kids got, who are the city workers or who have jobs that may not be the best jobs they could have gotten had they had a different message. So what message do they get to send to their kids? It's sort of this vicious circle that you're in. How do you break out of that mentality? And one of the reasons why I'm asking you about this is because I was talking to Gail, and she was talking about a conversation that she had with, I can't remember who the person was, but they were saying, she said, you know, she was talking to them and they said they didn't want to leave their car in this neighborhood because, you know, implying that something might happen to it. And, you know, her response was like, you know, when she leaves her car and, you know, here all the time, nothing ever happened to her car. But, you know, she would probably guarantee if she left her car unlocked, you know, in some other place, that it might get stolen or something. But that this person's idea was that this was sort of the ghetto, and this was a bad place. But that's just sort of this perception because of the way you've sort of characterized, you know, this idea is that, you know, if you don't get out and you don't have these aspirations, then, you know, you, this is your, you're a bad person. You know, all of these bad things are sort of, are sort of drawn to you. But it seems like that's a part of this vicious cycle. If you don't get exposure to all of these other things in any sort of way, then this is all you'll ever be.
And I think that that's, and that's why I said in general, I think that's anywhere you are, anywhere you grow up,